I am holding in my hand a poem called An Easter Poem by Priscilla Petrasca. And I debated between next Sunday and this Sunday, and I said, I think this Sunday would. I'm there each year at Easter time, and I hear the crowds yelling, "Crucify!" I watch, and as they force upon his head a crown of thorns with blossoms red, I feel the pain of thorns thrust deep, the mocking, the laughter, and I don't speak. I feel each whiplash on my Lord's back, 39 to be exact. The leather straps hold stones so tight, his tortured body is an ugly sight. And as the tears flow from my eyes, I feel his pain and silent cries. I walk with him along Calvary's road. The tree he carries is a heavy load. His open wounds are filled with sand. I long to reach and touch his hand. The ropes are tight and they're torn his wrist, and angry Jews still throw up their fist. The road is long and the hill is high. The crowd still yelling, "Crucify!" I look, and there upon that hill, two crosses stand and one to fill. Each step we take brings closer still, for what the scriptures say, he must fulfill. My heart aches as they stretch out his arms. The cold steel nails hold fast his palms. They cross his feet and swing once more. His tired legs are held secure. They're casting lots of all my Savior's cross as Roman soldiers' coins are tossed. No longer can he lift his head. His earthly crown turned crimson red. His body, limp, stretched from the nails, his earthly strength begins to fail. He searched and found me in the crowd. "Forgive me, Lord," I cried out loud. "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," he cries. There's a hush with one last sigh. "It is finished," is his final cry. A Roman spear has pierced his side. The heavens are dark. With a mighty wind, God claims Christ's life for all my sins. It's 3 days past now, Easter Day. I want so very much to say. If you've never traveled Calvary's road and carried Jesus' heavy load to hear his cry upon the cross, our gain forever may be your loss. I cannot change what has been done. My life's been changed through God's holy Son. May the blood of Christ shed for you that day be a daily reminder of his gracious and unselfish love. Amen.